really, in a way, what Enda Kenny said, while it's very worrying in terms of religious freedom and stuff, it is a secondary issue to the main. I mean, the reason the issue is concerning is because a huge change has been proposed in the way we look at marriage and the way we look at family. And that is, of course, the central issue. And I still do believe that when the Irish people come to look at this more clearly, they will see that the change is not about equality, in fact, at all, even though I understand that people do sincerely believe that, but that marriage was never meant for, as a measure of equality, and that this is a huge change that's been proposed. So I suppose, looking at Enda Kenny said last week, he kind of seemed to suggest, without saying it clearly, that it was in response to a question on an interview on RTE, where he was asked, a question that the Catholic bishops had put was reposed to the Taoiseach, and the question was, what will we be expected to teach in our schools? And the Taoiseach's reply was that, well, we'll be expected to teach that in Ireland in 2016, that any people regardless of gender can get married. Now, while that's not it's not absolutely clear what he's suggesting there, it does seem to imply that there would be issues around the right of a Catholic school or any school with an ethos to teach that marriage is between a man and a woman. And that would obviously be, I mean, I think one of the things that strikes me about this whole conversation is that because Ireland has been so predominantly Catholic for so long, we've gotten used to things like being able to, you know, the church having a lot of say in, say, for instance, schools. And so we've stopped worrying about things like freedom of religion. We're so used to having it that almost when it's put under question, we don't maybe give it the seriousness that it's due. So, I mean, there is a right in society for people to be able to live lives, you know, to make choices about the way they live their lives. But also there is a right, a kind of a very basic right that's characteristic of democratic pluralist societies, that people are able to have and to share their core beliefs about, you know, who we are as human beings and, you know, what our existence means. So those basic issues that are connected with religion and with other kinds of beliefs, and that being able to have those views and share them freely is a really important, you know, right for any pluralist society that isn't totalitarian.
But I suppose the difficulty in Ireland would be, and you've mentioned it there about the Catholic Church having a say in so many things, is that a lot of the schools, a lot of the public schools, a lot of the local schools are Catholic. So it is a different situation to maybe other countries where people might have a choice between schools and say, right, well, I don't, you know, want to send my child to a Catholic school, or I do want to send my child to a Catholic school. Whereas in Ireland, the situation is kind of that the Catholic school is the local school.
Yeah. I mean, and this is an issue where, well, two things there. First of all, parental choice is a huge thing. I mean, as regards education, I would be a real champion of that. But what it comes down to is that since all of us are taxpayers, hopefully, that, you know, in as far as it's possible, that parents should be able to send children to a school of their choice. Now, historically, of course, that nearly always meant a Catholic school. And I feel the state, the government has kind of failed to recognise or to adapt quickly enough to a changing demographic where there are an increasing number of people who don't want that as an option, and it's hard for them to find, you know, to find that option, and they really, you know, I'd be somebody who would really like to see that happening. The percentage isn't as big as we sometimes think. I know there's been a few surveys done, and the percentage of people who did actually want, you know, a change of patronage was very small. But that isn't, it doesn't matter. That percentage still needs to, you know, regard needs to be given for that percentage. But even when that is better adjusted, even when the population is better, you know, catered for, and it will never be 100%, there still is a right for any group, you know, and so specifically we're talking here about Catholic parents or Christian parents, to say, I want to send my child to a school that reflects my world vision and my view of life and based on kind of Christianity and gospel values. And that's a perfectly legitimate, you know, right that has to be put into the mix as well and not disregarded. So we can't have a situation where the state makes a decision, especially as about something as like basic as what marriage is and the nature of men and women, and then expect to impose that view on other people, and specifically in this case on religious groups, because that is a symptom of a totalitarian state and not of an open pluralist state.
But what if people, you know, there are going to be Catholics and Christians who are voting in this referendum, and not all of them will be voting against it. Some of them will be voting for gay marriage. So that further complicates the issue in a way, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I mean, as far as Catholics are adhering to, or you know, buy into the world vision presented by the Catholic Church or by Catholicism, then it's legitimate for a school to be able to say, marriage, the relationship between a man and a woman is unique, and that relationship has been recognised since before there was a church, before there was a state. You know, it has been recognised by society as something good that it should be supported, and that's what marriage was. I mean, I think that's another interesting thing, is that people are often saying, why is the church even speaking on this, because it's not going to affect the sacrament of marriage. But this debate is really about society, or about marriage as an institution in society. Marriage as a natural institution, to put it that way, in that before there was a Catholic Church, people recognised that the only relationship that brings children into the world is between a man and a woman. You know, that's how children are born, and that, unsurprisingly, that's also the very best place, if possible, for them to be brought up. While also, you see, that's what I think is interesting about this referendum, is that the current situation we have is actually better catered to suit for you know, the variety of situations, because not every child is being brought up in a marriage context. There are lots of children, my own included, who've been brought up outside of that context, and we want to make darn sure that their needs are catered for too, which is what, you know, society has been doing up until now. But now we're saying that one particular relationship, man-woman, and that the support that society has given to that is now going to be taken off the books. And I think that's a huge step, and as a secondary point, it's a huge step to say you can't even teach that, or there's a question mark over whether you can even teach that in schools such as Catholic or Protestant schools that would hold that belief. To me, that's a huge thing. But I hope that the Irish people won't take that step, that we'll recognise that equality can be recognised for all of us without making that huge change.